Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. I'll start right at the top of the Amud. Vein Mevorchem Alaner Atshoyis. You don't make a bracha on the light and the fire, Matzai Shabbos by Havdalah, until we get Hanah from the fire. So the Gemara is going to define what that means. Amar Yudama Rav Loya Isyosa Mamsh. It doesn't mean literally that he has to get benefit from the light. Ela Kol She'ilu Oymen Vekorav Mishtamish Lo'ira Vafilu Beracha Makar. It means that if he'd be close enough, that if he would be close, he would be able to get Hanah from the fire. There's enough of a flame that somebody standing close would be able to get benefit from it. Then even if he's standing far away, he can still make the bracha. Just means that there's enough fire that one could get benefit from it if one was standing close, but one does not have to be able to get Hanah from it. One can be even far away as long as there's that degree of a flame. V'chein Omar Ravashi Baruch Malkam Shanino. He says the same thing, he agrees, Baruch Malkam Shanino. He can even be far away from the light to make the bracha. May I ask you a kasha? I saw in there tumun b'cheika, I ponis, I shirash al heves, loin ishtam shloira. If he had under, he's covered in his garment, was covering the flame. So it's not visible. Oy bepanis, or in a lantern. We'll see what that means in a moment. Oy shara shall have a sloy nishtamish loira, saw the flame and he did not get benefit. Oy nishtamish loira, veloy ra shall have us, or he did get benefit, but he didn't see it. Einem avarach, achiyir shall have us nishtamish loira. He cannot make the bracha unless he both sees it and he gets benefit. So Bishlam Mishtamish Loira Veloy Roshal Heves. Bishlam, you can tell me the case where he gets benefit and he doesn't see it. What's that scenario? That is Mishkach Slodakim of Karen Zavis. It's in a corner. So he doesn't see the flame, but the rays of the light are cast in a distance. And it's in a corner. He's at one end of the one side of the street and the flame is on the other. So he doesn't see the flame, but the rays of the light shine a distance away, so he's able to get benefit from the light, but he doesn't actually see the flame because the fire itself is on the other side of the corner. And he hasn't turned the corner, he doesn't see the fire, but he gets benefit from the light. You cannot make the bracha. So we understand what that case is. But you see the flame and you don't get benefit. What is that case? And where the Braisa says you cannot make the bracha. What's the case? Love the marachka. Is it not dealing where it's far away? So you can see the flame, you see it from a distance, but you don't get any benefit from it. And the Braisa says you do not make the bracha. So isn't that a kasha on what we said before? The Gemara says, Loi, that's not the case that it's discussing. Kigoyin to Amav Azla. What it means is that it's flickering. It's a dying flame. So you can see the flame, you can see the fire, but you can't get Hanah from it, you can't get benefit because it's dying. So therefore, that you cannot make the bracha. But Rav will hold that if it's a large enough flame, that and one could get Hanah from it if one was close, even from a distance, one could make the bracha. So that is the first shita, the shita of Hirama Rav and Ravashi, that one does not have to be able to get Hanah. It's just a large enough flame that if one was close, he could get Hanah. But they hold that even if one was from a distance, saw it from a distance, he could still make the bracha. Now Rashi says the case over here by the lantern, the pan is the lantern. So Rashi says it's a lantern, a shashis, which is like a glass lantern. That would come out, according to Rashi, therefore, if there was a candle that was enclosed in a glass, a flame that was enclosed in glass, that you cannot make the bracha on. And that's what it would appear according to Rashi. Other Rishonim learn, though, that it doesn't mean glass, it means it's in a metal, it's perforated, there's a ray of light, but you don't see the flame itself. But if it was in a glass container where you saw the flame, even though it was covered, but you saw the flame, you would make the bracha. So that's a whole shaila in the Paiskim. If you have a flame and that's covered in a light, it would have applications and lanterns. It has different shiles come up as far as electricity and far as light bulbs, etc., incandescent light bulbs. But that's a whole sugya on its own. Rashi is learning that in a lantern, in a glass lantern, you do not make the bracha. Ton Rabbonon. So if the If it's glowing, if the coals are glowing, then you can make the bracha. But if it's oimamois, you don't make the bracha. So what is the definition of that? Heichidami leichshais. What is the definition of leichshais? Amar Rav Chisda kol shilu machnas l'seicha. If you put a wick into it or a twig into it, into that fire, if there's enough of a fire that it would ignite this wick, v'dolkei, then that's called a leichshais. Then that's enough of a glowing ember that you could make the bracha. But if it's oimamais, if it's less than that, if it's dying, if it's dim and dying, then you cannot make the bracha. So the minimum shear is it has to be enough of a fire that it could ignite something else, and the other item that is ignited, the twig, the other thing item that ignited, the wick, would be on its own, would burn on its own, then you could make the bracha. Iboilu. So we said oimamais, you do not make the bracha. The dim dying flame, you do not make the bracha. Is it oimamais with an aleph or with an ayin? Doesn't change the pshat, but just in the etymology, in the word itself, is it oimamais or with an aleph or an ayin? Tashmat, Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Dimi, Arozim, lo yamamua, began alakim. So it says the cedars did not dim its glory. And it says loy amamu with an ayin. So you see that being dim is oimamois is with an ayin. So that's the first sheet that we had, that to make the bracha you can make it from a distance. V'rava amar yesu mamish, he says no, it has to be mamish. You cannot make it from a distance, and you have to therefore have to be close enough that you could get hana. Now it doesn't mean that he has to actually get the hana, but he is close enough that if he wanted to, he would be able to get benefit from it. V'kama, Amar Ula, kedei sheyaker ben iser lepunyan. It has to be enough of a flame that he can distinguish between an iser and a punyan, the coins that are closely resemble each other. A punyan is twice the value of an iser. He has to be able to have enough flame and be close enough that if he would have these two coins, there's enough light that he can distinguish between the two. These are two different types of coins that you have to be able to distinguish between them. Some Rishonim learned that this is a more chomer the geshita, that these are closer in size to each other, so you need more of a light to be able to discern the difference. So this is the other shita, that you have to be actually close enough that you could get hana if you wanted to. Tosfos Rosh says this is a makor for the minhag that we have, that we look at the flame and look at our fingernails. We distinguish, there's enough light to distinguish between the fingernails and the finger. Rav Yehuda Mevarach Debei Ada Dalia, he held, however, you can make it from a distance. So he made the bracha on the light coming from the house of Ada Dalia. Rav Mevarach Debei Guria Bar Chama. And Rava made the bracha on the flame on Bei Guria Bar Chama. He made the light from his house. So Rashi says that he was close to his house, and as opposed to the previous shita where it was from Yehuda that it was far away, Rabbi Yehuda made it on the house of Ada, and he made a bracha on the house of Ada Dalia. So Rashi says that Rabbi Yehuda was Lishitalsa, that says you don't have to be close. You can make from a distance. So he made the bracha on the light that came from Ada Dalia, which was far away. Rava's Lishitalsa, though, you have to actually be close. You can't make it far away. It's Yoisa Mamish. He made the bracha. So Rava Mvarach to Beguria Baracham, which was Rashi says close. It was close. That's Rava Lishitalsa. Abaye mevorech ad bei bar avua. He made the bracha on the light that came from bar avua. Omer Yehuda mar Rav, ein ma'achazrin achar al ha'or gederach she'machazrin ma'al mitzvos. He says this chiyuv to make the bracha borei mareish, we don't search for the fire for the candle like we do in other mitzvos. It's not like dalet mina, that you search for it and if you don't have it you have to go look and find it and buy it. And he says this mitzvah over here, if you don't have it, you don't have to go searching for it. Meaning of the way the Mefarshim explain it, it's this is a berachas shevach. It's shevach haidah, berachas hashvach, giving praise to the Ribbono shel Olam. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's a bracha of praise. So when you encounter something that's praiseworthy, you encounter the mountains, the rainbows, etc., you make certain brachas. So he held that this was in the same type of category, that it's a praise to Hashem if there's a fire, and if you see the fire, if you can get the fire without going after it, we get it without a tircha gedayla, then it's a mitzvah to make the bracha. But if it's a tircha gedayla, you don't go searching, you don't have to go search for the fire. Mahadron. He said, initially I used to, we didn't have a fire, I used to go and be matriach myself to get the fire. But came the Shemana Lahad the Rav Yehuda Marav, Anami Le Mahadrona. I also didn't search Eli Mikla Li Mimela Mevarchina. If it came to my hand, I made the bracha, but if not, I did not go searching for it. Mishacham. So we had the Machlokes Beis Shammai's Hill, that if a person ate and he got up and he left the place where he was eating, he forgot the bench, then he reminded himself, does he have to go back to the place that he ate? Beis Shammai says he does. Beis Hill says he does not have to. Machlag is only if he forgot. Avol b'mezid, if he intentionally got up and left without benching, certainly he has to, everyone agrees in Beis Hill that he must go back to the place where he ate to bench. So more pshita, what are you telling me? What's the chiddush pshita b'shachach tana? The Mishnah says he forgot. So what's your chiddush? What are you teaching me? You might have understood and said, even by Mezid Beis Hill says you don't have to go back. So why does it say Veshachach? To teach you the Koyach of Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai says, even if he forgot, even if it was Shoyging and he forgot, you still have to go back. But perhaps you might have said that Beis Hillel will say that even b'mezid he does not have to, k'mashmalan, that no, b'mezid Beis Hillel says you must go back. Tanya amr lehem, Beis Hillel b'Beis Shammai l'rivech, mishachal b'roish habira. Are you going to tell me you have to go back? So a person was at the top of a mansion, of a tall building, he ate at the top of the shakar, and he forgot, the yard, and he climbed down. And he didn't bench. Are you going to tell me that he has to go climb back up and bench? Well, if someone forgot a wallet, he would not go back and get his money, his wallet? Certainly he would. So if he would do it for his own personal benefit, certainly. So therefore you must go back. Hanu Trey Talmide, there were two Talmid Mecharav and Beshege and Beis Shammai. One did Beshege and Beis Shammai, he went back. Vashkach Arnaka did Hava, and he was rewarded. And Shammai found a wallet with gold. Becharav it Bemezit and Beis Hill, and one did Bemezit. Ke Beis Hill, not literally like Beis Hill, because Beis Hill is a Bemezit, you have to go back. But in Mezit, he followed the Shita of Beis Hill, says that you not have to go back. And even Bemezit, he did not go back. Vachla Arya, and he was devoured by a lion. Rabbi Rachana Vakalazel Mesher Elsi was going traveling with a caravan. Achal v'ishtali, he ate and he forgot v'loy barach, and he forgot the bench. So now Amar Hechiyavit. So now he was contemplating, what should he do? If I say to the people that I forgot to bench and I want to go back, they'll say to him, well, you pray to Hashem wherever it is. We're not going back. You can say your blessing and your prayer over here. So mutav daminalu anshi yoina dava. He said, it's better if I tell him I forgot a golden dove. A figure of a dove made out of gold. That they'll understand, okay, I have to go back and get this gold. Amalahu Antrali, Danshi Yonad Nahava. So he said to them, wait for me, I want to go back and retrieve my golden dove. Also Lubarak, he went back and he benched. Va'ashkach Yonadav, and he was rewarded, he found a Yonadav, a golden Yonah. So it was a nace, and he was rewarded with this nace. Why did he pick Davka a Yoina to say that a dove, the Mitle, Knesset Yisrael, the Yoina? Because Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, is compared to the Yoina Dabsiv. Kanfi Yoina, Nechb Sobekesav, Evrisa, Birak Rachoritz. So it says, and its pinions of the dove are golden. Ma yaina inani silas elaba kanfam. Why is Kol Yisrael compared to the yaina? Because the yaina saves herself with her kanafayim, with her wings, that she protects herself. Af Yisrael inan silas elaba mitzvah. Kol Yisrael also are saved with mitzvahs. There's a similar maisa in Moran Shabbos with Elisha Baal Kanafayim, that also he was meiser nefesh to wear tefillin, and in the Shas of the Gzera, and also it was, he was rewarded with a nace that he had a golden, a dove. On Mimasai, who, if you forgot the bench, a person forgot the bench, how long is it that he can still bench? The Kama Shir equal, so it's still the time of where the food is digested. What is that Shir? What is the length of time that we has this interval where we say he can still bench? If he ate the meal, and if he's satisfied from the meal and he's not hungry, he can still bench up until the point where he gets hungry again. When he gets hungry again, then that previous meal already is in the past, there's a hefsek, and can no longer bench. But until the time where he is no longer hungry, he can still bench. Reish Lakish Amar Kol Zman Sheyatzam Makos Achilasa. And Reish Lakish says a different shear is that if he's thirsty from on account of the meal that he ate, if he's thirsty, as long as he remains thirsty, he can still bench. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Shammai Lamar Zutra V'Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Shizvi Lamar Zutra Mi Amar Reish Lakish Achi. The Rav Shlach really say this? V'Amar Rav Ami Amar Reish Lakish Kama Shear equal. What is the definition, the shear of equal digestion? The time it takes to walk 4 milen, according to many shitas, that means 72 minutes. So Gemara answers, like Kasha, kan ba'achila meruba, kan ba'achila muetes. There's a difference between achila meruba and muetes. If it's, this is Rashi shita, achila meruba, then he ate a big meal, then the shear is dalan mina. If it's a small meal, then it's the shear of where he's thirsty from the eating. Tosfos learns it's just the opposite. So the Mishnah said that for a kusi, you don't say amen until you hear the bracha. So the meimah that Yisrael, avagav the loishama kula bracha oina, you mean to say by Yisrael that even though he didn't hear the entire bracha, he could say amen. By kusi, he has to hear the entire bracha, which is mashma, that by Israel he doesn't have to see this, hear the entire bracha, he can say amen. Is that so? How can that be? If he didn't hear the entire bracha, how can he be yaitzah with the bracha? He has to hear the bracha, say amen, to be and yaitzah with the bracha. If he didn't hear the entire bracha, how can he be yaitzah? For the Gemara, Machiba Rab, Bishloi Ochel Imoher. We're not talking where he wants to be yaitzah with the bracha. He didn't eat with them. He happened to come by, and they were saying, they were benching, and he heard them benching, he can say amen even if he didn't hear the entire bracha, if it's a Yisrael. Because we know that his bracha is L'shem Shemayim. If he wants to be yaitzu with them, then he has to hear the whole bracha. But we're talking here where he is not being yaitzu with them. Rav said to Chia, his son, he said, Brei chatov v'barach. Snatch away, snatch the bracha. Chaparai. If you have an opportunity to make the bracha, be the one who is making the bracha for the others and to be mitzvah other. Chaparayin and make the bracha. Chaparayin, make the bracha. You mean to say that the one who makes the bracha, it's greater more than the one who answers amen? He said answering amen is greater. And he said, no, that is the way. And he agrees, it, the Amen is great. Teda, I'll prove to you, Sharei Gularion Yardim, Umisgarm Bilochom, Givorm Yardim and Atzchim. Because they send, first they send the foot soldiers, so to speak, to prepare the battle, to initiate the battle. The Giborim, they're the ones that now, they're the ones that come later, after the enemy has been weakened, and after the initial troops have softened up the enemy and weakened them, the Giborim come, and they're menatzeach, and they're victorious. And they conclude the battle, and they are victorious, and they are the ones that are credited with the victory in the battle. So the Amen, the conclusion of it, the praise that comes at the end of the bracha, that's greater, that has the more schar than even making the bracha. More answers, Tanoi. It's machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, echad mevorach ve'echad ein amen b'mashma, in the pasuk that deals with the importance and praising Hashem, In the pasuk, there's the mashmois of both making the bracha and answering amen. El shemamar levorach lemevorach yosu minoyin amen. But see, this Tana holds that the mevorach is greater than the amen. By minay shmul meira ma'ulon es amen achet tinoikes shel beis rabbi. When we say you don't answer the amen after the kusi until you hear the whole bracha, you don't answer after a goy. What about tinoikes, children, who are in cheder? For every Yisrael you could, but not for little kids. They're not really making the bracha. They're just being taught. They're just learning. So they're not really making a bracha. So you don't answer amen on that, because it's just they're just learning how to say the bracha. But when they make the haftarah and the maftir, so the minhag was that kids, children, can lay the haftarah. So when the brachos of the haftarah, there we could answer amen. This is Rashi Shita. Other Rishonim learned it differently, but Rashi learns by the haftarah we could answer amen, because this is a genuine bracha. They are making the bracha, the l'shem bracha, not l'islam, and not to learn. And you could say bracha amen. You say amen after that bracha. They're saying the bracha. They're being made see the oil. Ton Rabbanon Shem and Ma'akivus Abrocha Divra Zilai. So he says that oil at the end of the Suda, their minig was that they used to rub their hands with oil. It used to remove the grease, the odors, etc. So he says that's Ma'akiv the Brocha. That is, since they are makbid to use oil, to rub oil on their hands, it's not dignified to make the bracha, the bench, without cleaning their hands. So it's ma'akiv, they have to clean their hands before they make the bracha. And similarly, the suda is not over until they do that, so one could continue eating. The suda is only considered to be over and ended when they have the shema. Rabbi Zivoy Oimer Eina Ma'akiv, he says it's not ma'akiv, it's not something that has to be done before benching. Rav Achaimer Shimon Toiv Ma'akev, he says if it's good oil, it's good quality and has good fragrance, it's Ma'akev. Rav Zumoy Omer, Kishem Shemizua and Poisa Lavoida, Kach, Yidai Mazum is Pilim with a Bracha. He says if his hands are not clean, then it's possible for a Bracha. You cannot make the Bracha, you cannot bench with hands that aren't clean. Amr of Nachmar Yitzchana, Loizi Loiv, Loizi Voy, Loizu Moyadona, Elamas Nisan Yadona. I know the Masnisa Damar Vihura Marav, Amila Masnisa Tana, Viskadishna Viskadashtam, Elo Maim Rishainim, Visim Kedoshim, Elo Maim Machrainim, Kikodosh Zet Shemet, Ani Hashem Lakechem Zu Bracha. So there's a reference in all of these that you have, that you have to do all of these before you bench. There's Maim Rishainim, you, for a Suda, all of these that take place in a Suda, you have Maim Rishainim that you wash before you eat the bread, and they have Maim Achronim, and you have Shemen, and then you bench. So you see from here that all of these are Ma'akev the Bracha. So Taisu says that this was in those days when there was Melech Sodomis, and therefore Ma'am Achronim was necessary to remove the Melech Sodomis because it was dangerous. So their minhag was that they washed for Mayim Achronim, and therefore Mayim Achronim is Ma'akev. So it says nowadays that Melech Sodomis is not common, so therefore it's not Ma'akev. However, Taisa says that people who are finicky or munogim, and their derech is to make sure that their hands are clean, and generally they are particular about that, then for them it is Ma'akev. Generally speaking, nowadays people are makbid, on this type of cleanliness and hygiene. So the minig is, and it's brought down la'alocha, that we are makbid on mayim achrayim. Shemen is not common nowadays, and shemen toiv, which has besamim, is generally speaking not common. But these are the halachas of the suda, harolach elu devorim, harolach elu devorim, harolach elu devorim, haroyim makam.